99.7 DJX, the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast. Turn it up on demand.
Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Good morning, Kelly.
Hello.
You know what today is, right?
What's today?
Do you remember?
Oh, no.
It's the 21st of September.
Yeah.
Immortalized forever in this classic song.
It is a classic.
You know, a little Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Absolutely. I mean, I'm glad you're going with the original and not like the Justin Timberlake from like the Trolls soundtrack.
Oh, I don't
which
even.
Which is more up our. Oh, you didn't even know?
I didn't even know that was a thing.
Yeah, it was a thing.
All right. Well, yeah, this is the original, Earth, Wind, and Fire. The song is called September, for those of you who don't know. And it was from before you were born, 1978, it was released. But yeah,
oh, wow.
It talks about the 21st night of September, so there you go. It is September 21st, last day of summer as fall kicks in tomorrow. Last night was a harvest moon, so if you wake up early, you can see there's a nice big old full moon. Harvest moon is what it's called. Man, I didn't think I was going to go all farm and like farm almanac sort of thing to start off the 6 o'clock hour, but here we are.
So, wow.
Yeah, you know what? Hey, you know what? When I've got knowledge, I want to share it, Kelly.
Yeah, well, thank you for that. We appreciate it.
Yeah, you're welcome. You know what? You didn't know that sometimes you just need to learn some things early in the morning, and that's what I'm here for.
Farmer Almanac.
That's
Ben.
Right. Farmer Ben.
Farmer Ben.
I remember a quick 30-second tangent. I was a kid, and my grandparents lived in a small farming town in Ohio called Versailles, right?
Uh-huh.
And I remember I was just a kid, and I was like, yeah, you know, it was dinner time, and I just saddle up to, you know, the table. My grandpa looks at me, and he was like, what did you do to earn this dinner?
Wow.
I'm like, I'm a kid. I don't know. I'm like what do you want me to shuck corn in the back? Like, I don't know what I'm supposed to do.
So.
I'm like eight.
Yeah.
I was watching Nickelodeon on the TV because I love it because you guys had cable. I like whatever. Anyways.
Watch TV. Yeah. That's how I'm here.
That's right. Like, what do you expect, man? I'm a kid. Anyways. So, hey, hopefully you have a good day today here this morning. I got Setting the Bar stories still to come this hour, plus feel good stories, a bunch of other stuff here on the way. Kelly K, what you got?
So, Natalie Browning, she's a 24-year-old bride,
mm-hmm.
boarded a flight from Virginia, traveled 800 miles to see her 94-year-old grandfather in Florida to grab a dance in her wedding gown.
Aww.
He couldn't make it to a ceremony because he suffered a stroke two mm-hmm. weeks before her big day.
Okay.
So a few weeks after the wedding, she packed up her wedding dress and essential supplies, flew to Florida,
right.
did her makeup at the airport, carried her dress in a garment bag until she got there. She documented all of this in a Facebook video. And when she got to Grandpa's house, put on her wedding dress, and they had themselves a dance. And
Aww.
He was all dressed up, too. It was so cute.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's really adorable. So he could still be a part of the festivities. We'll tweet out the story at Ben and Kelly Show.
Kind of shocking to learn that the Emmys actually increased viewership 16%. First award show in years to actually post, quote, good ratings. So it's 99.7 DJX, of course. The Queen's Gambit, Netflix's The Crown, Ted Lasso, Mayor of Easttown were all multiple winners there at the Emmys. But speaking of The Queen's Gambit, I just saw that they're not doing season two.
I thought it was just going to be a one and done.
Yeah, I think that everybody may have known that, but was holding out hope that because of its popularity that there would be season two kind of following, you know, Beth Harmon from Lexington, Kentucky, you know, fake Beth Harmon from Lexington, Kentucky,
uh-huh.
on her quest for chess domination. But yeah, the executive producer there said, I feel like we told the story we wanted to tell. I'm terrified if we tried to tell more, we'd ruin what we already told. So.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you know what? Kudos to them because rarely do they ever decide to do that. You know, they'll dig up things to make sequels about 33 years later, like twins.
So you're saying there's still time?
There's still time.
Yeah.
Give them some time.
I was gonna
Don't run out of ideas and be like, you know what? Let's do that.
Let's redo the Queen's Gambit. Yep. Remember, that was a few years ago. I think it's time for a season two. I think the people would like it. Yeah, so anyways, no season two, according to executive producers for the Queen's Gambit. So anyways, but yeah, like you said, Twins, the remake, what, 40 years later, 30 years later with, who is it? Not Chris Tucker. Who's the
No, Tracy Morgan.
Tracy Morgan,
is gonna
that's
be the
what it is.
Third. It's going to be triplets.
With Arnold Schwarzenegger and Danny DeVito. Yeah, I know. It's so great. Anyways. All right. Sorry. We got off on a little tangent there, but $472 million. 99.7 DJX. Powerball jackpot.
So that just kind of snuck up on us, did it not?
It did. It's the highest jackpot since January. So, Kentucky Lottery says that in January, the dueling jackpot runs produced about $731 million Powerball jackpot. Remember, it was like $731 Powerball and then $1 billion Mega Millions jackpot. So it was crazy. But yeah, $472 million. If you're a lottery player, now would be the time, getting in about that $500 million range. Whoo, buddy.
Dang.
Giving me the sweats.
I could do some stuff with that. I could.
I don't even know where I'd start.
I could stretch it.
You can stretch it. $472 million. You're gonna have to pinch some pennies there.
Try
to stretch it. Yeah, try to make it work. All right. Anyways, Kentucky Lottery Powerball jackpot $472 million. I believe the next drawing will be tomorrow, Wednesday. Anyways, coming up next. Setting the bar. These are always stories that set the bar for your day low, so you can, you know, with good authority, get through the day without doing this.
Yeah, you know, if you struggle to make goals for yourself, we can help with that. We'll make a small one that we're pretty sure you can accomplish.
But I'm going to say, at one point, every guy in college will think about doing what this guy actually did.
Think about it or actually do it?
Well, I would say 100% will have thought about it.
Okay.
A smaller percentage
actually
will actually do it.
Okay.
I fell into the percentage that actually did it, but I didn't wind up a setting the bar story, okay?
Oh, well, lucky for you.
Thanks. At one point, every guy in college will think about doing this, and that is going streaking.
Okay, now, so you actually did it.
Yeah, there is going to be a smaller percentage that actually does it. I'm not going to say 100% of every guy in college is going to go streaking, but I'm going to say 100% of every guy in college is, or around that college age, is going to think about going streaking. Depending on how many drinks you have and where you are actually going to act on it. Now,
it was a tradition at Purdue when I was there that was the first snowfall. That's what they did.
Yeah, so it was a tradition at my college too, Capital University, where it was the Wednesday night before exams started on Thursday, where students would do Born to Run, and they'd go and streak.
Blow off some steam.
Yep, streak campus. Now, I never participated in Born to Run, but I did put my underwear on my head and run around campus being chased after security guards with my best friend there for a while. So,
why?
Okay. So getting back to the setting the bar story, if you can manage to make it through the day without running naked through a national television live shot, you're doing okay.
Oh, that's when you get caught.
Yeah.
100% you're getting caught with that.
Although I think he knew what he was doing. It's not an accident here.
Well, you know what this was? This was an Operation Get On TV.
That's exactly what it was. The Today Show was the target.
Wow.
They suddenly cut to commercial break after a streaker ran through the on-air shot. There are windows, you know, behind the anchors, right?
Yeah.
It just shows, like, the streets there of New York City. And, you know, you had Craig Melvin, you had Hoda and Savannah all there. But then...
Okay, but Al wasn't there because he gets real salty about stuff
That. So, listen, you can tell they know.
Oh, there's almost a naked runner.
Yeah.
I just had something brand new from Hoda Kotb.
There he goes.
A new podcast.
Where are your clothes?
Get what are you doing?
Clothes on.
What are you doing?
It's happening. Oh my gosh, Hoda.
I do enjoy how they reacted to it.
They handled it well.
They did. They were like, you know what? He's out there. He's not getting in, but man, he is. And so, yeah, that's when NBC had to cut to commercial because they're like, yeah, we're going to see something. And
yeah. there are going to be things.
There are going to be things that are dangling. So anyways, again, at one point, every guy is going to think about streaking. Depending on how much you had to drink and the situation determines whether or not you're actually going to do it. So,
do we blame Will Ferrell for that in Old School?
Oh, the classic movie Old School.
It was an iconic scene.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's iconic.
It really was. So again, setting the bar, if you can manage to make it through the day without running naked through a national live TV shot, but well done. As someone who has done Operation Get on TV for the better part of a decade, well done.
We're going streaking!
That's right. That's your setting the bar story on 99.7 DJX. Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. If you're waking up this morning wondering what the world is going to feel like again today, without Britney Spears on Instagram, know that she's back.
Oh, yeah. Welcome back, Britney. Yeah. We missed you, girl.
Yeah, she was gone a week. She was only gone a week. The pull of the gram was too much for her. She, she got off Instagram about a week ago and kind of quickly, you know, and everybody was like, oh, gosh, what's
it was apparently a message, like a strongly worded message to, like, the court who's deciding whether she's going to be under the conservatorship anymore or not. They, like, her dad's leaving it up to a judge.
But, yeah, since then, she yesterday jumped on with some shots from her weekend getaway to celebrate her engagement with her, as quoted by Britney, holy blank fiancé. I still can't believe it. Yeah. And so after that, she then posted a couple more times of her doing what Britney does best on the gram, and that is dancing. You know,
she loves to dance.
Yeah, dancing a little crop top and some shorts. And yeah, you know, that's kind of her thing. So you know what? If you were getting up this morning going, man, I just don't, there's something empty in my day today. And I don't know
I
what it is.
Britney.
I think it's Britney
doing
on Instagram. And
what is she doing? I never know what she's doing.
Yeah, know that you can just click your Instagram and see Britney once again as she has bombarded Instagram. Once again, she's back.
Welcome back.
Welcome back, Brittany. Welcome back. Oh, guys. Do this every hour, brought to you by Care Heating and Cooling, Kelly Key.
So, The Voice kicked off season 21 last night, and there was a Louisville native competing. Her name's Kinsey Rose, and she sang a song by The Chicks, and somebody turned her chair almost immediately.
I said, I want to touch the earth. I want to break it in my ear.
It's Kelly Clarkson.
Yeah.
Look at that.
My name is Kinsey Rose, and I'm from Nashville, Tennessee.
Oh, she said Nashville. She didn't even give Louisville props.
Yeah. She moved there 10 years ago.
Oh, okay.
So she's been in Nashville for 10 years, but she grew up in Louisville. She has kind of been, you know, kicking it around, performing in the famous honky-tonk Tootsies.
Sure.
Formed her own band. She met Vince Gill, who's a pretty big country star, at one of her gigs.
Heard of him.
He offered to sing on her album. She did a song with him in 2015. She's kind of been, you know, having some mild success, but she's still waiting for her big break, which is why she's on The Voice.
Ah, gotcha. Okay, so she's from Louisville, moved to Nashville 10 years ago. Claims Nashville as her hometown.
Well.
Oh, come on, Kinsey. No, sorry,
maybe,
it doesn't feel
maybe.
Good. It doesn't feel good.
Maybe she'll give us a little nod. Maybe. Maybe at some point. She's on Team Kelly.
All right. All right.
So there you go. On The Voice. Root for Kinsey.
All right. Cool.
There you go.
There you go. Feel
it's
good.
It's up at WDJX.com.
Do this every hour throughout the morning. Brought to you by Care Heating and Cooling on 99.7 DJX.
Here's what's coming up with Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
Yeah, so Andrew is like, guys, I got the perfect person for you to get with a phone tap.
We get that a lot.
We do. So, you know, after Labor Day, a lot of times you see Halloween decorations, right?
Oh, they're up.
And
they're
sometimes
up now.
You even see Christmas decorations, right?
That's aggressive.
Well, Robert Hassenpepper has something to say to Gary.
I hear what you're saying, and I'm sorry you're upset.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh.
It's coming up.
Don't upset Robert Hassenpepper.
Oh, it's about to get interesting. Phone tap, 10 minutes, hang on. 99.7 DJX. I love it when we get updates to group therapy. Coming up here in like 20 minutes, we just got an update. Do you remember maybe a week, couple weeks ago, we talked to Beth, who was out with some friends, coworkers, stuff like that. When one of her coworkers shows up wearing scrubs, like medical scrubs, right?
He was getting the free drinks.
That's right. That's right. He was using the scrubs to get free drinks because people were buying him free drinks because he's a frontline worker, when in fact she knows he's not. He works at her job, and she was a little bit miffed and was like, should I do anything
about
it?
What's up with that?
Yeah, exactly. So we actually just got an update, and we'll have to pass that along to you coming up here in like 20 minutes. So update on that group therapy. We'll tweet out the original post, so you can kind of catch yourself up on like what everybody said and all that stuff. But yeah,
people are kind of divided. Like a lot of people thought, well, that was, you know, rude.
Uh-huh.
Others, like even like medical personnel, were like, you know, kudos to him. That's pretty funny.
Well, and
so they're pretty divided on it.
Yeah, it's funny because she even writes in her update, I'll give you a little teaser. She says, I'm not a huge confrontational person. So,
me neither.
So, yeah, so we got that update coming up here in like 20 minutes on 99.7 DJX. Coming up next, phone taps. We have fun with the phones every single week. The Haas and Pepper family is a family that is beloved amongst the DJX crew here.
Beloved. Imaginary
it's
family.
An imaginary family. Yes, exactly. Robert, I feel like, is the patriarch of the group.
He is the star of the family for sure.
Yeah, he's definitely the old curmudgeon, and he is a little miffed when he sees Christmas decorations going up already.
Oh, he is not alone, sir.
And unfortunately, Gary's at the other end of the phone.
I hear what you're saying, and
Kentuckiana Lounge. Here comes another Ben Davis phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
So we got a message from Andrew. Hey, Ben and Kelly, how about a phone tap from my friend Gary?
Gary.
He's a manager at one of those big box retail stores, and they're heading into their busiest season of the year with all the holidays coming up. Seems like a great time to prank him, right? Ha!
Sure does. So, you know, Robert Haas and Pepper has some things to say to Gary about the fact that he's already starting to see Christmas decorations up in the store. So welcome, Gary, to your phone tap.
Hello, this is Gary. How can I help you?
They transferred me to you. You're the manager, right?
Yes, that's right.
Your name's Gary, you said?
Right. How can I help you?
Gary, I'm going to try to remain calm here, but I was in your store yesterday.
Yes.
And I see that you've already put up some Christmas things on display.
Yeah, I know. It seems a bit early, right?
Yeah, it certainly is, Gary. Let me ask you. You have a calendar there?
Yes, I do have a calendar.
And you know what today's date is, right?
Yes, I know what today's date is.
So, you know, it's ludicrous to have Christmas decorations and trees on display in the store already, right, Gary?
I hear what you're saying, and I'm sorry you're upset, but we're on a corporate schedule for things like that. It's a big chain, and all the stores are on the same schedule.
And just to be clear, Gary, you know we haven't celebrated Halloween yet, right?
I do realize that.
And you know that we're still a long way away from Thanksgiving, too, right?
That is true.
And Hanukkah, right?
Okay, I'm not sure what we're doing here.
It's too early for Christmas stuff, Gary. It's too early for Christmas music. It's too early for trees and ornaments and wreaths. Stores should not be allowed to put up Christmas stuff until it's time for Christmas stuff. Right now, it's time for Halloween stuff, Gary.
To be fair, we do have a large section of Halloween costumes and decorations in our seasonal area right now.
Well, that's great, Gary. That's okay. It's a little early for that, too, if I'm honest. But put out your Halloween stuff. Then let Halloween happen. Then it's time for Thanksgiving displays, and let Thanksgiving happen. Then, and only then, ta-da, it's time for Christmas. You see how that all is supposed to work?
Again, this is not something we have a lot of control over locally. You know, the home office makes the schedule. Would you like me to give you a phone number for our corporate office?
No, Gary, I want to talk to you. Look, I'm not trying to be unreasonable. I know you're not the only place that does this, but every year I see decorations on the streets and displays and stores and holiday music playing, and every year seems to start earlier and earlier and earlier. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Okay. Yes, I realize this bothers some people. It makes sense.
It bothers me, Gary. Bothers me.
Well, I'm so sorry, and we certainly do not want to lose you as a customer.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas, even though it's only September.
I get the message. You're not ready for Christmas.
Joy to the world. Gary took my call.
All right. Thank you for your call, and I'll be sure to let my boss know that you're unhappy.
Oh, that's okay. You don't have to tell the boss. They probably heard all this on 99.7 DJX anyway.
Say what?
Hey, Gary. Hey, it's Ben Davis from 99.7 DJX. A little phone tap here for you. It's all fake.
Really? Are you kidding? Yeah.
Andrew thought you could use a little early Christmas spirit. So, hey, here we are.
Andrew. Well, you did it. Especially your singing.
Oh, there's more where that came from. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
No more.
Oh, wow. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Too early for that, Kelly.
I'm all in it. I'm in it to win it. Let's do some Christmas. Let's go.
There you go. That's your phone tap. On 99.7 DJX.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
On the way, we got an update for you. Sorry,
oh, you want to sing. You want to keep singing, don't you?
I was singing Moon. We got it up. Garrett took my phone call. I'm all happy. He didn't hang up on me like every other person does when I try to do phone taps.
Got a group therapy update for you.
Yes. The guy who wore scrubs to get free drinks update for you from Beth. All right. Oh.
Did she confront him? Did she put a smackdown on him?
Well, she literally says, I'm not a huge confrontational person, so I don't know. Anyways.
I'm sensing the word but after that sentence.
That's coming up. If you ever have a moment when you're like, you know what, I could really use the opinion of some people who don't care about me personally, but would be willing to offer up their opinion. I mean, that's...
Now listen, we care. Why are you saying that we don't care?
I'm just saying, we care. No, I'm saying that we don't have emotional connection with your situation.
We don't have the emotions tied into the situation. We can see it a little bit more objectively.
Yeah. So you go to WDGX.com, you click on group therapy, you send us a little message, and we'll toss it out to the fam here, the listeners, and, you know, help you along your way. Sometimes it helps. I think most times it helps. At least it gives you a direction with which you can approach your situation, right?
Yeah, and I love it when you guys get back with us to let us know if the advice was bad or if we did help.
I will say, if it's bad, a lot of times we don't hear from you.
We don't. It's really nice of you.
Yeah. But so anyways, we do have an update we got last night from from Beth, who we talked to a couple weeks ago. She had a friend who, or at least a colleague that she works with, who would go to bars and wear scrubs to get free drinks. And she was like, I
think that's wrong. She was mad. Yeah. She was mad about it. She was really salty about it. There are a lot of like medical personnel that chimed in and were just like, hey, good for him. I think it's funny. Others were like, ew, hopefully, you know, like as real frontline workers, you don't wear scrubs to the bar.
Yeah.
Like you change. Yeah. Because right. Germs.
Like, yeah. Germs. Disgusting.
Like that.
Fluids. Things.
All the things.
Yeah.
I've got fluids.
All right. So we got an update. We'll give you that update with Beth coming up next. So Beth was out with friends, coworkers. One of her coworkers showed up wearing scrubs. She thought it was great that he works part time as a frontline worker. Turns out it was a complete lie. He just does it to get free drinks. So she was wondering, this was, you know, a little while ago. She was wondering if she should blow the whistle on him. There was a lot of back and forth, kind of split. I can't remember what we landed on, like whether just to like let the truth come out or let him do his thing. I think it was like just like let him do his thing. And
that's what I think, because it really wasn't an HR issue.
Right.
So it was just whether, you know, she thought he was a jerk.
Yeah. So
and that was basically it.
All right. We got an update. Beth writes, hey, guys, you all are great and a lot of great suggestions on how I should approach him. I was really planning on not doing anything. I'm not a huge confrontational person.
Me neither.
But this bothered me.
Uh-oh.
So we all went out again last weekend, and who shows up? Scrub boy!
I love that now he's got a name.
Scrub boy. Walks in, high fives a couple work colleagues, and starts talking about the, quote, tough day he had at work. I know full well his tough day was answering some phone calls and sitting at a desk. Not
saving lives in the ER.
Right. Not in a hospital, she writes. I was just sitting there, kind of simmering, taking it all in. And after about 10 minutes, he walks over to a table next to ours and starts talking to a couple women sitting there who were falling for his act. Uh-oh. I was watching all this happening and waiting. They bought him a drink.
Of course they did.
Ah! Oh,
wow.
She writes,
she's boiling.
I know. She writes, I couldn't stand it any longer. I got up, walked over to the table and introduced myself as his work friend.
Uh-oh.
And started talking to him about his day and how tough it must have been. I could tell he was starting to get nervous. Laughed, told me to leave, and that he was talking to his new friends.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. She writes, oh, that was it.
Oh, God.
The gloves came off. Almost as if the women he was talking with knew something was up. They asked me what I did at the hospital. I told them, oh, I don't work at the hospital. And laughed and asked why they assumed that. They both looked at each other, confused, thanked him, got up and left, busted. He called me a B word and left.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's going to get awkward the next day at the office.
I just smiled and walked back to my table. My colleagues were all there laughing and couldn't believe what I did. Anyway, he hasn't looked or said one thing to me at work since.
Yeah, I wouldn't think he would.
Oh, well, thanks, guys. That was an update. Wow. All right.
Okay.
I think I feel like she had the best of intentions of not getting involved, but then
once she got to that level.
Right.
You get to a level where you give zero, you know
blanks.
What I'm saying?
Yep,
yeah. And then you just I think that's where she was at.
Yeah,
she was watching it go down, it was too much.
Yeah, she was like, he is. So, who knows? All right. Well, thank you, Beth, for the update.
That was fun.
I don't know if we actually helped at all, but
I think we did. I think we empowered her. No, we didn't really do anything. She empowered herself when she watched all that go down and she just couldn't take it anymore.
Yeah. So, thank you for the update. We appreciate it.
Here's what's coming up with Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
Hey, so we posted this on Facebook a little while ago, but what was one of your most awkward living arrangements? All right?
Most awkward living arrangements.
Yeah. Okay. And it's just out of curiosity. And think about that. You can share yours if you want. 502-571-9970. But we've got some good ones on the way. So a little while ago, I'm talking with my best friend from college. And he and I we got into this like wormhole of talking about this guy who used to live in our basement. And we had an apartment off campus. And his name, he just would live in our basement. We would never see him.
Was he a friend?
Or was
he just like a renter?
Well, he was a friend of him, of my best friends. And so, I mean, I was friendly with him, but he and I didn't really know each other that well, but we never saw him. Like, he would stay in the basement and he'd only come out to leave. And then when he'd come back in, he wouldn't say hi, wouldn't say anything. He'd go back into, you know, his basement. And so we're like,
it's really bizarre.
It is very bizarre, right?
Especially if he was friends with your best friend.
Right. So we got into it got me thinking about just awkward living arrangements. And I threw it up on Facebook a little while ago. And there were some funny responses, like from a listener who wrote, try living with your husband, your boyfriend, and your husband's girlfriend all at the same time.
Oh, listen, that sounds kind of complicated, like a schedule needs to be made or something.
Erica wrote, awkward living situation. Try living with your ex-husband, who had an affair but wouldn't move, and your new boyfriend moves in.
You know what? I kind of support that because karma.
Yeah, Erica then writes, and we all have history from when we were teens, so those two didn't really care for each other.
Oh, no! Oh, wow. Listen, now, again, schedules, I feel like, need to be made for, so that you don't, like, end up in the kitchen at the same time or something. Right? I mean, how awkward!
I mean, times are tough, you know? So, sometimes you need the extra rent money helps, right?
I don't think you could pay me enough to be in that situation. I don't want to be any of those players.
A lot of people wrote, living with my in-laws. Awkward living arrangements. Yeah.
I know some people doing that right now, but it's actually not bad.
Right. Exactly. I mean, it just depends on your in-laws, I guess. Another wrote, being a newlywed, living with my in-laws that didn't believe in bedroom doors.
Oh, yeah.
All the bedrooms were in earshot of one another.
Oh, my God. Who does that? And who does that?
Wait for the kicker. My mother-in-law actually got in my drawer while I was at work and took my lingerie.
Oh, my God.
Not to wear. She threw it away and said things like that wouldn't be in her house. So.
Goodness. Immediately. Why was I thinking that the mother-in-law was wearing it?
Wearing it. I know.
It's just, kind of funny. What an invasion of privacy.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh my gosh, people have doors.
I know, but awkward living arrangements. Another person says, my husband, then boyfriend, owned a house, rented half to his best friend. The best friend happened to be my ex-boyfriend.
Oh, man.
When I stayed there, talk about awkward. Then we got engaged and he had to move out, LOL.
LOL. So one little tidbit she left out was the boyfriend or the fiance aware of the history there?
Mm. Oh, yeah. I don't know.
Oh.
I don't know. But yeah, I enjoyed it. We'll do one more, but awkward living arrangements. I think everybody's had these where, again, it's like times are tough. Sometimes it's just nice to have the extra income or you know, your relationship with your partner ends and you're not in a financial situation, be like, well, I can't really get a place of my own yet, so we're just going to continue living.
We're going to ride this out.
Exactly.
We're going to try to keep our own zones.
Exactly. So this last one from a listener. Living with my ex and at the same time, my fiance broke up with my fiance and we all still lived under the same roof.
Wait a second. So now she's living with two exes?
Yes. So she was living with her ex. At the same time, her fiance. And then she breaks up with her fiance. And so then she's living with her ex and her fiance at the same time. So,
wow.
She says, I stayed in my room or I was gone a lot. I can imagine.
That sounds awful.
Anyways, if you want to chime in, it's kind of a fun thread on Facebook. You might have to go back a little bit at Ben and Kelly Show. Time? Okay, Kelly K, 79-year-old TikTok star.
He's a Navy veteran. He's known for riding a patriotic scooter around his town in Minnesota.
Okay.
And he's become one of the hottest new accounts on TikTok.
Oh, my gosh.
And so Amanda, she is kind of the woman that's behind this whole thing. She says, I'm co-founder for a TikTok channel called @DidYouKnowThatASL. Mm-hmm. They make educational videos for the deaf community that are fun and engaging.
All right.
Kenny is our 79-year-old Navy veteran star. He's her next-door neighbor. He is not deaf. He didn't know anything about TikTok 2 weeks ago, but said, you know, he was willing to give it a try.
Sure, why not?
So he started learning some sign language. They posted a few videos. He really liked it. So he's known as @PatrioticKenny on TikTok.
Gotcha.
Didn't realize how much he was going to enjoy his new community. He did have a little bit of a setback, though, when his scooter that he loves to ride around broke down beyond repair just a week after his TikTok debut.
Oh, no.
So, you know, in these stories, when you have a platform like TikTok, Amanda's like, you know what? Let's make some videos about this.
Gotcha.
Sure enough, his fans responded. They raised initially $5,000, enough to pay for two new scooters.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, okay. She said it's just taken off. People love Kenny. I mean, why not? Right. I do too.
Right.
And the love just keeps coming. He now has more than 650 followers on TikTok. And the GoFundMe fundraiser is now over $90,000.
Do we know what he does on his TikTok channel?
He rides his scooter, I think.
That's all he does?
He's just cute.
All right.
And he's patriotic, and people love him.
Okay.
He's Kenny, the Navy veteran.
Kenny.
I mean, doesn't he sound magical?
He does.
Yes. And people fell in love with him. So now GoFundMe, he can buy some scooters with $90,000.
Mm.
Yep. We'll tweet it out at Ben and Kelly Show.
Cool. Feel good. Every hour brought to you by Care Heating and Cooling on 99.7 DJX.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
You know, when you start dating a person and you're relatively new into the relationship and you're finding out little bits about each other, and then you just happen to Google. Maybe you shouldn't Google.
Yeah, I don't Google me.
Or maybe you should Google.
I don't Google anyone that I know.
Maybe you should. I don't know. But this is could be a cautionary tale. Who knows? It's group therapy. It's coming up in just a few minutes. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. You ever Google your name and see what pops up? Or you ever Google maybe a boyfriend or girlfriend's name to see what pops up on social media, maybe?
I might on Facebook or Instagram.
Yeah. Kind of dive in and on Facebook or Instagram for sure. But Google, a little bit wider net there for sure. And I think this group therapy kind of is, you know, she, out of curiosity, just Googles this new guy she's been seeing. And what comes up is different than what she thought.
Yeah, she's a little alarmed at what she found. And now she kind of is coming to us about, okay, what color flag is this?
Right.
Is it a flag? What do I do with this information?
Yeah, is it a red flag? Is it a yellow flag? Is it no big deal? You know, and that's kind of what she's coming to us for with group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
I'm going to toss a phone number out real quick, 502-571-9970. Sometimes you just need a little extra opinion on something. Maybe you think, you know, it doesn't seem right. I'm going to ask Ben and Kelly to toss it out to their listeners and see what they have to say. Well, that's what group therapy is all about.
Hey, Ben and Kelly, recently went out with someone that I met via a dating app. Seemed amazing.
Mm-hmm.
We've been seeing each other now for about 6 months. He's a professional with a great career, but that's the issue.
Okay.
Just recently did a simple Google search. It yielded nothing. Huh. My boyfriend claimed to have professional affiliations that should have shown up if the name he gave me was, in fact, his name.
Oh, that's weird.
I gingerly asked what was up. He flipped out, immediately reacted poorly, saying that my research made him feel uncomfortable, like mm-hmm. I didn't trust him, and was a huge red flag.
Weird.
Now, if this is all fake, I feel so dumb because we've already been intimate.
Mm-hmm.
I've already introduced him to my parents, and now he's making me feel unreasonable.
Mm.
I think my female intuition is telling me that it's because he's got something to hide. I believe in and trust people, but now I'm questioning things. What do you guys think?
Oh, my gosh. All right. Well, Kelly, you are a trusting female, right?
I'm a very trusting person. Yes, I love to give people the benefit of the doubt. Sometimes it takes me a while to figure things out. Can I just point to the enormous amount of red flag emojis that are being posted on our Facebook page right now?
So as a woman, Kelly, are you seeing this situation and going, yeah, red flag?
Well,
or are you saying, well, give him the benefit of the doubt?
Well, no, a lot of people are pointing at his reaction, the way he reacted so strongly as being the biggest red flag in this whole situation. John said, maybe he's a secret government agent. By searching for him by his real name, you might have compromised his job. Ha ha, run.
You know, John has a point. Maybe he does, because I got to be honest, I have a friend who I still, and in our entire friend group, we don't know what he does.
Really?
We've known him for 20 years.
And you still don't know his job?
We know he works in Virginia and in Maryland. In Virginia. He works for the government. He works for the government and that's all we know. He works and does things and can tell us what he does.
Oh, that is, oh, wow.
I know. It's like.
Very interesting.
I know,
does
right?
Does it also make you a little nervous to, like, be his friend? Like, what if, like, you know, stuff goes down and they come after his circle?
I mean, I'm not that close of a friend that I'm going to worry about that, but I'm just saying maybe John, who said that, might
he's onto something.
Have something. So anyways, let us know, all right, what you think. group therapy, 502-571-9970. I don't know how much further we really need to go with this group therapy because the overwhelming responses we're getting. However, because we want to do our due diligence, right?
Uh-huh.
A listener had sent us a message and she had been dating a guy for 6 months. Some red flags popped up when she Googled his name. Just Googled. What should have come up didn't. In fact, nothing came up. And she's all like, is this a red flag? So she kind of like tossed it over to him, talked to him about it. And he kind of flipped out and was like, that's an invasion. I'm uncomfortable. You're making me feel uncomfortable. It's like you don't trust me. Blah, 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 blah.
Right. Well, and now she's even questioning if that's his name. Like, does she know his real name?
That is so weird.
Like, that's where we're at. Yeah. And a lot of people are really pointing to the fact that he reacted so defensively.
Right.
And didn't, you know, seem to realize, hey, that's what people do now. Sarah said, well, you already didn't trust him. He didn't respond in a normal way. So I'd say you should nope out that red flag situation like yesterday. No reason to be embarrassed. Play is going to play, honey. Just don't be the one who stays for it.
Uh-huh. You know, Amy brought up a good point. She should be able to just call the company that he says he works at during the day and ask for him on the phone. If they
Very easy thing to do.
No idea what you're talking about, then you have your answer. I mean, a lot of people are saying this is a huge red flag and you just need to, like, hey, it's 6 months. It's 6 months too long. Just cut your losses. And there are a lot of questions also of like, hey, haven't you ever seen his ID or haven't you ever like been to his place and seen like letters and whatever? And who knows? Maybe he had hid that stuff from her, you know? And it's like,
yeah,
I'm not thinking of that stuff. If I'm getting into a relationship, like, you know what? I should probably take a look at his ID. Or I should probably take a look at her ID.
Yeah, I've never been like a snooping kind of person.
Yeah, and she already said she's kind of a trusting person, so it was like, whatever, you know? It's like, she's just enjoying, you know, the time she's spending with him, so.
Well, John did mention maybe he's, like, working for, like, the government, super secret, undercover kind of situation. Like, that could be another possibility tossed out. He's married.
Oh, yeah, a lot of people.
Either way.
Yeah, yeah.
Red flags.
Yeah, he's got a second life. All right, so I think we're all saying the same thing. Maybe use this moment to say, I think it's time that we just start seeing other people. Greg.
We're 6 months in. Let's, you know what? We need a break.
Let's just call it what it is. It was 6 months and go on our way. You know? I think we're all saying
okay,
that, right?
It's run its course.
Yep. So hopefully that helps and keep us updated with group therapy. 7DJX, we got our first look at her as judge on The Voice last night. She's already said that she has broken every single rule in her contract with
The
Voice.
She like DMs her contestants, right?
Yeah.
That she picks.
Yeah.
Are you not supposed to do that?
Right, right. So yeah, she was talking about how much fun it is to be able to share what she's learned as an artist with her new team. And she's like, I've broken every rule in my contract.
Really?
Yeah.
Like there are specific things she's not allowed to tell them?
Well, and she was on with Kelly Clarkson, who also is a judge on The Voice. But yeah, she says, I talk to them all the time. I'm like DMing them. They're like, you're not supposed to do that. And I'm like, sorry.
Why not? If you're coaching them, why don't you? And they all admitted they're all scared of her. So I think they're just going to let her do what she wants.
Yeah. Apparently, Ariana always sends stuff to her team too, like at their hotel, which is another rule that she's not supposed to do. But
why
she's like,
not? Oh, maybe, you know, so that people won't really, really want to pick her because they hear that right. She gives gifts.
Right, right. And so it's just kind of like slaps on the hands. It's Ariana Grande. She's cute. Whatever, you know?
It's kind of genius, though. I mean, if you want to win, if you're busting into the joint, you're new, you know, you're going up against Blake.
Yeah,
who wins all the time,
right?
You got to pull some tricks out, do you not?
Yeah, so pretty fun there, Ariana Grande. I mean, she looked like she was pretty comfortable on The Voice last night. And
yeah, and then we found out there's a Louisville native who's competing. She's on Team Kelly. Kelly, like, immediately turned her chair around.
Yeah, Kinsey Rose. She lives in Nashville now, grew up in Louisville. But yeah,
she's kind of claiming Nashville as her hometown, but she's from Louisville.
Right, so she was on The Voice last night, Team Kelly. So that is now on TV. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, and you can vote on some animals right now on the website. It's kind of always fun to judge other people's animals. Real House Pets of Kentuckiana up there at WDJX.com.
So it's like 15 pages. Yeah. So like take a hot second, look at some cute pets.
Absolutely. Up at WDJX.com. All right, let's get to a feel good. Every hour brought to you by Care Heating and Cooling, Kelly K.
I mean, this is about 34 seconds of amazing cuteness that immediately sent me into a hysterical, happy, ugly cry. It's a little toddler, and she's running to greet her three brothers who just got off the school bus.
She's like, do you see me?
But they all run and hug her too.
Ah, it's so cute. It's so cute.
They're just so cute. It's just the three brothers are so excited to see her too, and they're just all hugging. It's really adorable. Like, I can't. I really can't. It's on the website at WDJX.com. Seriously, if you don't want to look absolutely crazy in front of people, don't watch it in front of anybody. Okay. I watch it in the car rider line, carpool, and people probably think I'm insane.
Okay. All right. Got it posted, WDJX.com and at Ben and Kelly Show.
So good.
If you want to see it, feel good. Do them every hour. Brought to you by Care Heating and Cooling. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. I'm going to wrap two little subjects together with this setting the bar. I'm going to give you a setting the bar. I'm going to give you a little bit of sports, okay?
Oh, wow, a twofer.
Yeah, twofer.
I'm excited.
Twofer, fun twofer, all right? Cardinals, Vikings, football action. So, the setting the bar part of this is if you can manage to make it through the day without calling the game-winning field goal as good when it clearly wasn't.
Uh-oh.
You're doing okay.
Oh, no. Did it affect the outcome of the
game?
Well,
the call didn't affect the outcome of the game. The missed field goal certainly did.
Okay.
So the Minnesota Vikings were driving. They were going to kick a field goal to go up and win against the Arizona Cardinals. So radio announcer Paul Allen kind of getting roasted for his call on Sunday.
High snap, put down. Joseph, come on! It is gone! No, he missed it.
That's no good.
Are you kidding me? He missed it right.
It is gone! Nope, nope. Actually, nope. He missed it.
He was just ready to yell. He didn't care if it was really good or not. He was in the zone. He was ready, to go.
Missed it right. Oh, my heavens. Oh, he missed it right. What a gut punch to a team that play after play toward the end fought its way back. Oh, missed it by like a foot and just, oh my God.
Yeah, you can.
Missed it by a foot? Well, then, but he was like, yeah, it's good.
Yep, yep.
Not
so,
by a foot.
The final score, by the way, Cardinals ended up winning that game 34-33 over the Vikings on Sunday. Oh. So, again, the call on the field didn't have anything to do with the final score. However, he's just getting a little bit roasted for saying that the field goal.
Jumped the gun a little bit.
Yeah, he was excited.
Come on! It is good! No, he missed it.
No, he missed it. No, he missed it.
It's good. Nope, nope. Just kidding. Just kidding. It's not good.
See, then you know what team the announcer's rooting for in those moments. You really do. And do we really pick sides if you're, like, calling, commentating the game? Are you supposed to be
Well,
rooting?
When you are the Minnesota Vikings radio announcer, you do have a side.
If he works for them, you do have a side. Yes, okay, we'll give him a pass for that. He was just excited.
Anyways, a little sports, a little setting the bar. You can manage to make it through the day without calling the game-winning field goal as good when it clearly was not.
Oh, my
foot.
Okay.
Oh, so rough. So rough. That is setting the bar. 99.7 DJX.
Thanks for listening to the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast. Come back tomorrow for a brand new episode. Only from 99.7 DJX.
Brand new episode. Brand new episode.